Right now, time to check our forecast and check in with Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. I bet your mic was off today, wasn't he?
What do you mean?
I mean, it's kind of early.
He was in a rare mood, and there wasn't much really sports to talk about, so we wrapped it up early. He was in a rare mood, though.
He was.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you, one thing about Mike is he's not an opinionated guy. Oh, geez. Well, anyways. So the weekend was okay, I guess, you know?
Yeah, it worked out just the way we expected it. It was cold. And before I go into that, I have to tell you that Saturday afternoon, when the editing was done, I said, let's sit down and let's watch this Peanut Butter Falcon.
Yep.
And we did a search on Amazon. It came up, and it wanted us to pay for it. Would not give it to us free.
Oh, wow.
It said that we either have to pay for it, or we could watch a trailer, or we could put it on our watch list. Okay. Now, could you explain that?
No. Put it on your watch list. It's worth it to remind you. To remind you.
Okay.
Maybe I paid for it. Maybe I rented it. I'm not sure.
That's what I mean. You may have rented it.
You're asking. I don't remember these things, Pat.
Right. Well, in any event, I did come across a movie called, you may want to watch this, called Silence.
Silence.
And it's a takeoff of A Quiet Place. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. So it's called Silence. So
I watched something on HBO this weekend, and it's something that was right up my alley, and I didn't like it. I didn't like it. It's science fiction about all these people traveling in space, and they run into problems, and it got humor and stuff like that. Gosh,
can't remember the name, huh?
I'm gonna see if I think I've got it. Okay, Avenue 5.
Oh, I never heard of that.
It's not good.
It's not good.
I don't enjoy it at all, no.
So don't even bother.
I've tried two or three episodes, and I think it's not good.
Okay.
And it only got a 65% on Rotten Tomatoes, so there you go.
Right. Okay. So we'll just
avoid it. It's not good. It's not good.
Okay. So we'll just skip that. Okay. That's good. Other than that, I'll talk about the weather, because the weather is very quiet, folks. I mean, there really is nothing for me to get concerned about and start worrying, because there's just nothing on the map. We have a system coming in tomorrow, but we talked about this last week. It's the same thing as everything. You know, a little wet snow, wintry mix, an inch or so, going over the rain. Today, we'll be mainly sunny, 40 to 45. Clear to partly cloudy, 20 to 25 tonight. Cloudy Tuesday with that wet snow and wintry mix, developing sometime in the morning after drive time. It will change over to rain in the afternoon, mid and upper 30s. Wednesday, partly cloudy and brisk, 40. Sunny and breezy Thursday, low 30s. Same for Friday. Weekend looks fair and milder in the 40s.
So what time is the snow going to start for Tuesday?
After 9.
After 9. So they'll be in school by then.
That is correct. Is there school?
On Tuesday? Why not?
They were off on winter recess.
Is it really?
Yeah. All the schools are off. I don't have to teach tomorrow. I mean, I'm not off from the weather center.
I have no idea.
They're closed.
Wow.
Yeah. Marsha says it's quite weak.
I just thought they were off for President's Day.
No, I think the whole week. The whole week. Probably most of them are at Disneyland or World or whatever the heck it is. You know, and they go all over the place. Because I asked my kids what they were doing, who's going to Florida, who's flying to California, who's going skiing. It's good for them. Wasn't me, that's for sure. And we have finished editing the movie. I actually started making copies yesterday, Marshall. The grand total was 118 hours Jeez. Of editing. 118 hours of editing. That does not include the time that I spent personally making these copies and putting the labels on them. I'm burning the label, you know, using the ink, jet ink thing, and it takes time. So, you know, part one, I have all the copies made of part one and labeled. I still have to do part two, and then I got to do the third disc, which is the making of. So I still have quite a bit to do. Maybe I'll get some of that done today. And, of course, I do have a copy for you, too, when it's all done.
All right. So Region 1 has no school today and tomorrow. They're off for their – but then they're back on the 19th. So they're back on the 19th.
Okay, so
that means I don't have to worry about
I was just going to say
people complaining about the weather.
Well, you don't have to worry about what time it's going to snow, what time it's going to change, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter because I really don't care. This point in my life, you know, whenever day, night, middle of the day, late at night, it doesn't matter. It's snow, you know.
Yeah, well, again, it's going to change the rain, so. And again, whatever we get is going to be very, very light.
You know, so. I just hope this isn't the one. Remember the winter we had, that October snowstorm where we got 40 inches of snow?
And nothing happened afterwards.
I've got to hope this isn't the type of winter where nothing happened all winter long.
And then we get 40 inches of snow in March.
In March.
I can't tell you how many people I've actually bumped into over the weekend, one of which was one of the tellers at the bank, Michael. And he said, I don't know, Pat. I said, what? He said, I'm telling you, it's going to be a big one. And I said, oh, not you too. He said, I feel it. I said, you feel it or you hope? Are you hoping for it? He goes, no, I feel it. I said, oh, I said, in March? He goes, no, I think April.
Well, that would be even worse.
I said, well, yeah. I said, that's even worse. Who wants to snow in April? He said, I feel it. Now, a lot of people say it. I think they just feel that. Not, you know, it's impossible to go through this winter the way we've been going through it.
Well, no, except for that one storm, we went through this winter like this that winter.
That's right. And I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if this is, you know, this is how it ends. Just the way we've been going. It would not surprise me at all. So we shall see. I mean, you remember the Farmer's Almanac in October was publicizing a horrendous winter. And I came out my forecast, and it wasn't hardly that bad at all.
No, that's it. But you know, it's sometimes there's a law of averages, and sometimes there isn't. But I mean, if you look back, actually, this year we've had about 13 or 14 inches of snow, which was way more than that year that we had that one storm in October. We didn't have any snow at all. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. And I do have to say to you, I got to go back to the movie. You know that I was not an advocate of doing this movie from the get-go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I also thought it was one of the longest movies we had to film. 9 weekends it took, which normally it doesn't. Normally it takes 4 to 5. But I will tell you this. I'll be the first one to go online, tell you. I think it is the best of the 28 movies we produced.
Well, there you go.
The acting is superb. The sets are really great. And the editing is phenomenal. I mean, you know, now I've watched it a number of times. And I was impressed myself. So I think you will be too. Did you see the original movie with Bette Davis?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you're familiar with it.
I will have some
people. A lot of people don't even know what this is all about.
I was about to say, I'll be the critic of whether it's better or not.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know. I mean, to take a classic like that, it's kind of rough. But we'll see. So that's done. And what I'm looking into for this year, you know, we're doing like 2 sitcoms, right?
Yep.
Going to really reduce it, make it shorter. I'm looking into software that would take our video and converted to either, quote, cartoon or animation. And it's out there. I thought it would be very cute and funny.
Why don't you do like a Superman comic?
I could do that.
You know, some sort of campy thing like that.
I'm not. Yeah, but then, you know, you got how are getting Superman to fly?
Well, drop the president of your organization out the plane.
I could think of a few presidents I'd like to drop, but anyhow, that's true. But you know, we have a new president. You realize?
Yeah. Okay, I take it back then.
Not the one that sang for you right now. She's gone.
Well, you still could do Creature from the Black Lagoon, I think, because you've got the lake right there.
That keeps surfacing over and over again.
You should.
I never liked that movie to begin with. You know, and now try to do it? No, I don't know about that.
Try to make a better version of it.
I guess, you know, I mean, it's always that possibility, but...
No, I don't think...
No, I think we're going to stick to the sitcoms and make them short. This movie, without the making of, is almost 2 hours.
Man.
It's a lot of work, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want you to have a good day here, Pat.
I'm going to try. I have all my work done, as you probably have noticed in your Google Drive. Everything is done, and I'll just wrap some stuff up, and I'll have a good portion of the day to do what I have to do. You have the same thing. Have a good day. Enjoy your day off. Well, not your day off, but everybody else's. And I'll see you tomorrow morning with a little bit of snow and rain.
All right. Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye, Marcia.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.